The first reading today, St. Paul talks about the fact that the Greeks look for wisdom, the Jews are looking for signs, and he says, but we preach Christ crucified, a stumbling block for the Jews, foolishness for the Greeks. And so we look at it and say, what he tells us is that God, in his wisdom, well, actually in his foolishness, as it would be, has made worldly wisdom look utterly foolish. That's exactly the case. But if we try to look for a moment from a worldly perspective, people might look and say, wait a minute, you believe that God is all powerful, right? Say, absolutely. And yet he's so weak that he was crucified? You believe that God is so weak that he would go to the cross and die? If he was an all-powerful God, wouldn't he have just wiped all these people out who were trying to kill him? You see, the worldly wisdom. And then we look at the foolishness of God. The foolishness of God can be summed up in one single word: love. Why did he do this? Because he loves us. It's just that simple. If we can understand that that is the wisdom of God, is pure charity, then it all makes sense. But if we look at it from the worldly perspective, and what's the world interested in? The world is interested in power. The world is interested in money. The world is interested in selfishness. The world is interested in pleasure. The cross is none of those things. In fact, it's just the opposite of all of them, which is why it's utter foolishness to the ways of the world. Now, throughout history, we've always been able to look at this point that St. Paul is making. But in case there's anybody who doesn't quite get it, we live in now in a society, and tragically for us, we live in a state where the wisdom of the world has become so obvious and so blatant, you can't miss it. We now have in the House of Representatives of the state of Minnesota a man who thinks that he's a woman, who is now putting forth a bill which actually made it through the committees and so is going to be addressed, to try and say that pedophiles should be a protected class of people. Think of that. Because they've already said that all of these other aberrations are protected. But they still at least had enough of a reasonable ability to be able to say that a pedophile is not. But this individual, clearly mentally ill, clearly delusional, a man thinking that he's a woman, intentionally removes that. To be able to say that among all of these protected class in this corrupt state in which we live, we are now going to put pedophiles in there as a protected class of people. Thankfully, it looks like that's not going to pass, but it actually got that far. That is the wisdom of the world. No wonder they think the cross of Christ is insanity. Because what do you think insane people are going to think? Insane things. So why do we continue to listen to insanity and somehow or another think that it's sane? Think that it's wisdom, that it's wise, think that it's reasonable. That's the wisdom of the world. It's just simply at an extreme at this point so that no one can miss it. And instead, because we absolutely refuse to turn off that idiotic TV set and listen to these bozos that keep telling us what we're supposed to think, we have lots of people who think that this is all okay. Look at the cross. That's the wisdom of God. That makes no sense to people who are insane. But if insanity is making sense to you and me, we've got ourselves a serious problem. We need to be clear. It's not just about being clear that pedophiles shouldn't be a protected class. It's about insanity is insanity. Something that is unreasonable is unreasonable. Something that is false is not true. And we played this game for so long, and we've just gotten so accustomed to going along to get along. We need to say no. The foolishness of God has destroyed the wisdom of the world. So why do we want the wisdom of the world when we have the wisdom of God right before us? And notice, too, what St. Paul said. Jesus Christ, the wisdom of God. So it's not just the cross. It's the man on the cross. He is wisdom incarnate. He is the wisdom of God. That is where we are supposed to be taking our example and our orders, because we call him Lord. He's the one who directs us. Not the media, not the state, not the government. And if anybody thinks that any of those that I just mentioned, the media, the state, and the government, if anybody thinks that these are good people who really want the best for us and are telling us the truth, well, okay, then you've rejected the wisdom of God, because it's all foolishness, because those insane people are somehow telling us the truth and they really want what's good for us. It's time that we stand up and say, insanity is insanity. Falsehood is falsehood. Garbage is garbage. And quit trying to make something that's hideously ugly into something that's somehow beautiful, because it's not. We can't make something false into something that's true. We cannot make boys into girls and girls into boys. We have to stop the insanity, because the foolishness of the world is so clear right now. What these unfortunate souls think is wisdom. And they think that we're a bunch of unfortunate souls because we think that is wisdom. It is. It is true wisdom, and it is wrapped up in one single word, charity, the love of God for souls.